Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome. This is a super fun, super fantastic episode. We've got some of my favorite people walking the earth, not just because they're wearing my cool shirt. Look, I want to say twinsies, but we're triplets. These guys are gals just graduated out of our Clean Profit program. They're unwise enough to jump in the Millionaire Mastermind so I can really abuse them. Today we are going to tell their story. It's going to be super fantastic. Before we jump in, I'll just let you guys introduce yourself. Caitlin Alonzo, say hello to the world.
Hi.
Hello, everyone in Clean Nation.
Tell us about you. Tell us about your business, family. Give us all the good stuff.
Go ahead, man.
Well, Caitlin Alonzo.
Which is which? I get confused.
So, yeah, I know. We do sometimes. We've been married 10 years, like 2 days ago. That's exciting. And 4 kids and just living the dream.
Goodness. So congratulations on the 10 years of keeping Caitlin interested, Alonzo. And Caitlin, I'm so sorry you've had to put up with him for 10 years.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're a trooper.
My wife and I have 8, so you can say congratulations to me for keeping a hold of her. And I'm sorry you've been stuck with me this whole time, baby, but I appreciate it.
That's awesome.
I think Natalie might be in the comments ready to crack wise on me. Diane from Pennsylvania, hello. And Design for Carpet Cleaner says yes. I don't know what that means, but yes, back at you. Glad you're here. All right, so tell the world here a little bit about where you were prior to us working together. What wasn't working? What were you struggling with? Talk to us.
Well, we were struggling with the foundation, where were our core values. Pretty much we were all over the place until you start kind of explain to us how this system works. And so far it's been such a blessing and it's so good to us. And before it was struggling, before it was the business, it was running us, it's then that we run the business. And right now it's kind of taking over we are the guys that run the business and all the business running us. So it's been really helpful.
Yeah. Well, 4 kids, man, you do not have time to spare even a little bit. So when we first started, how many employees did you guys have? How much of the cleaning were you doing? Give us a little bit of details on that side.
Well, right when we started with you was Alonzo had just basically gotten out of the last job that he was in the field or whatever. And so we had 6 employees then. We still have 6 employees, but we're fixing our foundation. So we're feeling really good about it.
Cool. And again, I'd ask you some questions I might or may not know the answer to, but I want to make sure everyone else knows where you guys are at, because there's lots of people that are just starting, wanting to know how to get their first customer. There's lots of people that have their customers but have a full-time job and they want to learn how to quit, like Alonzo had just done. Lots of people that don't have other jobs but they're cleaning, want to learn how to get out. Folks that are kicking butt and taking names and want to learn how to get bigger. So I just want to let everyone know kind of where you guys are. So what was the last straw? Or what made you guys reach out to me? Or was what kind of made you go, finally, dadgummit, we are going to freaking do something different? Or was there a moment like that?
It was always a moment like that. Like, what am I doing? When can I reach somebody to get bigger than what I want? Like, be free, be able to spend more time with my family and be with them, learning from them. Like, so many things that I miss for my first kids. So then the second step make me reach you is because I was able to work in the business, not be in the business. So that was my thing to reach you. And I was studying you for maybe over a year. I'm like, I need to talk to this guy, but I don't know when it was the right moment until I get out of the field. So
once he was able to get out of the field, then I was able to also help more, because now he can help more with the kids and we kind of split it up, and I can do things he's not really good at and he does things I'm not good at. And So that was like the main thing. It was like literally a week after, he's like, we have to call this guy. And I was like, you are crazy, but best thing we've done so far.
And I'll tell you, it is a lot of fun walking people through that transition out of kind of having a different job and being able to focus. And the place that you guys are in now is so much opportunity, because it's so difficult when you have kind of like the thing that you want to do and you love to do in terms of taking care of your business. And then, but you've got this commitment to, you know, obviously if we have jobs, we want to keep our word and do the right thing by our employers. So it's just so frustrating having to kind of dance back and forth between what you want to do and what you have to do. And you guys are in such a blessed spot to be able to focus 100% on your business. Well, I mean, you got four kids, so you focus 100% as much as you're going to focus on anything in the world.
Right.
So had you tried some things before, any other processes or systems or books or anything you tried that worked or didn't work? Talk us through if there's anything, you know, kind of stops along the way that helped or didn't help.
Well, he's picked up a few books that he's kind of started reading, and just always watching YouTube videos and just trying to figure out, because like it was just not knowing where to go. You know what I mean? Like we had this business and it's good for right now, but like we wanted to be able to like actually have a business rather than, you know what I mean? Like we want to grow substantially, and it was just, we didn't know where to go. Like we didn't know how to do it. And it's just so crazy because it's scary when you don't know what to do and you have four kids to support and a wife to support, and, you know, and whatever. It's like that's a tough position to be in. And so when he finally, yeah, I mean, just looking into like the videos on YouTube and then like a couple of books that I don't even remember what they were, but mainly, yeah, that was basically it, right?
Yeah, you asked the question like before that we start working with you. Or, yeah, well, before it was like I don't know, just all God, I guess, because it was hard to figure out all the things, all the missing pieces of the puzzle. And I think to me, it was all him, because I'm not that knowledge. So I think it was all him focusing, helping me and try different things. But I think all the books that I read, it helped me a lot.
Well, if before we started working together, it was you and God, that's a massive step down to me. Like you made a horrible mistake. You couldn't have gone worse than partners from God to some loudmouth white guy in Phoenix. I promise you, God's a better partner every day, all day.
God told me to reach you. Hey, reach that guy. He's gonna
the bad old thing. I will be happy to be God's humble tool, but no more than that, for sure. All right, so let's get into some of the good stuff. I love sharing, since you guys have invested a lot of time and money and effort into growing your company, I always like to try and for the audience out there, distill down, what's the first, easiest, biggest win you got? The first thing that you did that made a big difference that you can share with Cleaning Nation, so maybe they can get some value from you guys, as opposed to, you know, having to do the work, you know, go through the headache and heartache themselves.
Well, the first thing that I did, I think, is reaching you, somebody that has a lot of, how do you say that? Like a lot of experience with different type of the business in the same kind of field. That help a lot, because it's a little things that you don't realize. And when somebody like you talk and explains and open your eyes, like, oh, that makes sense. To me, that's a huge thing to do, to have somebody behind you and watch your steps that you're doing right and the steps that you like kind of don't doing okay.
Keeping your account.
That confidence and accountability can be huge. I know when I had my cleaning company, or all of my companies, it can be so lonely because no one understands it. And you're like working so hard. And you're like, am I even going the right direction? And that trial by error, which is how I learned, can be so not just frustrating, but for me, expensive and just years and years and years. So once we did get connected, you did get in the program, what was the first thing you learned that helped you really make a big difference?
Man, I think that just like those first steps, getting core values down, finding your niche, sticking with the niche, whether it's really great or not so great, but just like knowing exactly who your audience is, realizing how you said, we had never thought of it before, that we're not in the cleaning business, we're in the client attraction business. And I mentioned that to Dave Fullender too. I was like, that is so ingenious. If everybody thought like that, everybody would just do really well. Because, but really, like when you change your mindset, it's crazy differently.
All right. Well, everybody knows we're live because the when the video goes crap, you're like, well, we know it's not pre-recorded. what kind of knucklehead would leave all that junk in? The guy that's live. Hey, Darren from UK. Welcome to the broadcast. Glad you're here. So I'm going to put you guys on the spot. And we've not talked about this before. So hopefully right off the top of their head. All right. Caitlin or Alonzo. I love. We start within the program by far the core values. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you or invite you to share your core values with the group.
Go ahead, man.
Okay.
You're the smart one in the family.
Be real, be friendly, help out, and now you're putting me on the spot.
Wait, what was the last one?
Help out. And what was the last one? You put us on the spot.
I did because I wanted to make sure you got him without having to hold on. You're going to look it up or whatever. So you got be real, help out, be friendly. There's one more. I don't know what it is.
Make money.
Don't forget to make money, guys. That one's important.
You shouldn't have pumped up that question so much. I got really nervous.
I didn't ask it. I didn't want to make you look stupid, but I love when people go through the program. Just anyone listening, you can have me walk you through as much as you want, but if you don't do the work, it's not going to help. So I love Caitlin and Alonzo. And you know, one of my favorite things about you guys from my perspective is, oh my gosh, I don't want to say wore me out, but you are all up in my business in the Facebook group and they're posting their stuff. And I could hardly respond like, hey, here's some feedback. Don't do it like this. Do it like, and before I hit enter, she's like this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's like waiting. So I love, and you know what else? I'm without trying to like have too big of a love fest for you guys, but I just love you guys. So screw it. If you're on this broadcast, you're going to hear me fawn over Caitlin Alonzo. Not only would they take action, but they weren't afraid to look stupid. So a lot of times they're like, I don't know, is this funnel good? And they were always, for me, a lot of times, certainly when I was younger, I would be nervous, like, oh, I don't want to put something out that's bad. And I think that can really cost growth. And a lot of times what you put out that you thought was going to be embarrassing or not very good was really quite good. And then some of the stuff you're more confident and needed more help. But I love that you took lots of action. Fast action. You didn't wait and you weren't, but you didn't worry. Like, here's what we got. Is it suck? Is it good? Is it bad? And you were really open to feedback. So that's, if you guys listening are looking to, hey, what does it take to be successful? That coachability and that willingness to look stupid and just do the work, whether it's good or bad. And just kind of like, let me try is huge. So that said, from your perspective, I really want to give as many people as possible, as much value as possible. So what kind of results did you guys get? How is your business different now than it was before?
Well, some of the things that we were doing, like work first and then charge later, that was kind of make a little struggle in our business and the flow of the money. And now since we changed all that out, it's just beautiful. It just, it's there. It's not like it worked, but oh, shoot, the check is not coming in or whatever. That really changed our business to don't struggle about money. It's more relax out of my head and stress.
That was one of the scariest things too. Oh my gosh. And I know it's like that for everybody, but it's so freaking nice having like that money beginning of the month, all of our clients, but one, and just like whatever. But anyway, that's a complete game changer. Cause you just feel so much like, okay, we have this, you know, like we have this here for cushioning and in case, you know, we need more supplies or whatever. Something happens, we have to buy another machine. We have that there now. Whereas before we were like, oh my gosh, where's our check? You know? So.
And also the confidence that you build in us, like, I don't know, since you started talking to us, is like, this is what we do. And this is, you don't like it, fine, go somewhere else. I don't know. I'm not there. I'm working. But the way that you make us think, like, I don't know, like, this is what we do. Why do you want to throw a field, whatever? Funky attitude. I don't know. This is what we do. If you like it, you don't like it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's beautiful the way that you open our eyes.
I'm hearing two things. First, I know when you guys came in and cash flow was a big issue and now it sounds like that's been turned around. And I got to tell you, Cleaning Nation, listen to Caitlin and Alonzo. You would think, I used to think that businesses go out of business because they're not making enough profit. The reality of the situation is most businesses go out of business from lack of cash. So you can be a profitable business and still go out of business. Whereas if your cash is good, it's a lot harder to fail. So I love that you guys, and again, that's, they said it on the nose. I wish I could tell you guys that, oh, it's easy and just do, you know, it's not scary at all, but it's very scary and you need, you know, that support and encouragement. So hopefully that's what you guys are getting in terms of going, okay, gosh, if Caitlin Alonso can do it, maybe it's possible. So taking control of your cash is huge. And it's funny, Alonso talking about that confidence. I wish we could have video of our first call to watch you, because I can see you both growing. And absolutely, when you first came in, you were very much the customer's in charge, and I don't know. We ask, and they say jump, and we say how high. And certainly, it's taking you time to get there. But watching you both grow, and by the way, Ralph and Gina Rangel, thank you so much. Big Mike is the man. That better not be a belly comment with the Big Mike. I'm just saying, because I have feelings. Dang it. But watching you guys grow, not just in your skills, because like even as marketing, when I watch your materials, and that's why I love the Facebook group, I can scroll back and see your, and you guys can scroll back and see your first stuff and kind of like how it got better and better. But just hearing and watching you guys gain confidence in how you deal with your customers and knowing, hey, this is our business and this is our, we're going to do it the way that we want. And just because they want it that way doesn't mean we have to do it that way. We can do it our own way. So how has that transformation been? Because I know it's been scary, right? I don't want everyone to just look and go, oh, Caitlin and Alonso have it all together and they were never scared or it was never hard. Give us the behind the scenes peek.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's scary. And again, having four kids, like he just got out of the field. We're like, oh my gosh, what if everybody's like, no, sorry. Like we don't pay up front so hard for him to be home so that we can like grow. I mean, it's nerve wracking, but then like literally, okay, I did it completely wrong. I emailed everybody because and you were like, no, why would you do that? But anyway, what was done was done. And then finally, nobody responded, so I'd end up calling everybody anyway. yeah, that sucked. But everybody was fine with it except for one company. And they're our biggest client. So we're just like, whatever. Until we have more clients, then we'll be a little bit more able to be like, whatever with them. But right now, we kind of still need them. But I mean, working on that, it's just crazy. Like everybody was just like, okay. I was like, this is how we do it. You know, you just explain it, like, be real. Like that's one of our core values, and we just had to be like, this is just what we need to do. You know, we just can't keep working like this. And I know you understand that. And everybody was like, okay, like they respected it. So it was shocking, but
yeah, it was like, what? And we were so nervous. We were like, what about this? I got to go back to the field. We don't want to be able to grow as far as we want. And this, it was a lot.
Why did we even start a business? Why don't we go back to work in a factory?
It was a lot of struggle and a lot of nervous and worry about my family, like have a wife and my house. It is a lot of stress and a lot of nerves.
But yeah, it definitely is worth it in the end.
And it's beautiful.
Yep.
This is another reason I wanted to have you guys on is you can look, but you are going to have a hard time finding people that are more real and transparent than Caitlin and Alonso. And I just love your willingness to share, not just the, you know, it's fun to come on here and be like, oh, I took the program. I'm doing great. We're making money. Life's good. We got time. You know, all that's fun. We're okay with that too. But I love your transparency and going, oh my gosh, I was terrified. Like we have in Alonso, your timing was anyone out there going, oh, I can't do it. I'm scared. This guy literally just left his job. So he went from employment to non-employed, four kids, a wife, you know, and it was more important for you to be coachable and have the long-term success of your business safe than for that short-term comfort. And I just love that and I remember in the group, you guys were scared beforehand. And then even during and I love that Caitlin just sent out an email and I'm like, no.
I was like, I can't do it. I'm just
so she's like, well, it's gone now. I'm like, okay, well here's how we're going to revise. And we figured it out. But all right, give me we're running out of time, so I don't want to go too long, but give us the biggest surprise. The one thing that you're like, I didn't think that was going to work, or we had a big result and I didn't think it was going to, or just the biggest kind of shock or surprise that can kind of give some value to Cleaning Nation and what you've learned over our couple months together.
Well, besides the, man, there was another thing.
Wait to hear this.
Up front, one of my biggest surprises was, okay, for anybody who's thinking about taking your course, how long it took to transfer from like sending out invoices to getting people's credit cards. So if you're like thinking about taking this course or you are just getting into it, like get on that right away. And we just like, I was looking in, what's the best rate? We never had accepted credit cards before. So we like, literally knew nothing. So that was like a huge shock. Like how hard that was for us. So, I mean, for other people, maybe it wasn't, but I just was like, I got to do my research. I got to, And you're like, Caitlin, seriously, stop thinking so much about it and just do it. And it's not going to matter in a couple months, you know, but that was like one big surprise.
So even the bigger picture from that, I'll add, is over, because again, obviously in that little piece of thing, it works. But more than that, I would encourage, I've been encouraging Caitlin Alonzo, and I would encourage you, Cleaning Nation, to be action biased. And certainly if you've got a coach that you trust and he's saying, do this, you can do a bunch of research and figure out all the whys and hows and what's and kind of get into it. Or you can be like, moving on. So right. When we're picking a credit card company, a piece of software, or web hosting provider, there's just one of the things that you need to do. And I try and tell everyone I work with is commitment, be decisive, coachable, and resourceful. That ability to be decisive and just go, I'm going to do this. And if it doesn't work, I'm going to be resourceful. I really think from a bigger picture, that's the attitude as entrepreneurs we need to have to be successful. And certainly whether it's how we bill our customers or whatever the decision is, that decisiveness and not needing every single detail before you go forward is really the trait of a success. You were going to say one more and I cut you off.
Oh no, it's fine. I think one other big shock was we hadn't got to the point, your module about how to give quotes, like good bids, you know? So we went out and gave a bid completely the wrong way. Like if we had to, it was like we were 1 week away from that. And then we watched it and we ended up not getting it. And that's the only one we did. So I was like, dang, you know, but anyway, so we just didn't know how. But like if I that was like another shock because I was like, we were all pumped up and we know the number was right, you know, but then we watched your module on that. And then I was like, oh my gosh. Like why is it? It's so obvious, but it's not at the same time, you know? So that was a big shock that, I don't know why that was a big shock, but we just didn't get that bid. And I think that was like one of my biggest shockers through the whole process too. And because I thought for sure, you know, but if we had done it, you know, the right way, I'm sure it would have been great. But
well, to me, it's been shock. Everything in your program is like, what? It's so simple. It's so obvious. And you're like, why I don't think about this? Why I don't do this? Why I don't apply to this? And it's to me, it's just such a simple tools, such a simple things to do, and you don't think about it until you have somebody like Mike. And Mike is all over, like, honest and clear, in my opinion.
All right. Well, for everyone out there listening, I want to give you an invitation. The way that I met Caitlin and Alonzo is I do a certain amount of complimentary breakthrough sessions where I'll sit down with you and really look at where your business is at, where you want it to be. If I can, help you come up with a plan to get there. If you would like me to sit down and do that with you, you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. I do these all personally. So unfortunately we do run out of spots pretty quick. So if you're interested, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. And if you can't get in, just shoot us an email or something. And my bride, Natalie, will try and sort it out for you. So, all right, that's enough of that. I'll let you guys have the final word. You can say anything you want, good or bad, about life, business, each other. You guys close us out. You got something good. And I'm going to be quiet and listen and let you guys on the broadcast. Go right ahead.
Gosh.
You're the best.
I don't know. I mean, we're just really thankful for your program. Honestly, it's really, like Alonzo said on one of the calls a couple weeks ago, like it's not only changed the way we look at our business, but the way we look at life and like just having that organization and being like, okay, well, if we just were to sit down and schedule things like we're supposed to, you know what I mean? Like just little things that have like now we feel like we can better ourselves as far as like setting time aside for our kids and setting time aside for work and things like that, that we just were, I mean, we still need to work on it. Don't get me wrong. But like we were just all over the place before and it was so stressful. And like just this program has really, we have so much more confidence. So we haven't like tried to grow because we haven't completely finished like the last two modules or whatever. So we're not like out trying to be real proactive about like, we haven't finished our funnels and everything, but we feel really confident now. There's no doubt in our minds that it's going to be really great here pretty soon. You know, as soon as we have everything in place, and it's just a really good feeling.
Yeah. To me, I mean, to everybody up there, it's like, I don't trust anybody. I don't trust that. If you find somebody like, there's like a mentor or it's like, somebody, a coach or whatever, everybody needs somebody to, see the points that you cannot see because you're on the field and you try to focus and try to apply to many things that you cannot see the whole picture. Like if you have, a coach behind you looking what you're doing wrong, I think it's really good for you. And I really recommend Mike. I think I don't know him. He doesn't know me, but I think he's a really good person. I think he teaches a lot, and he has a lot of tools for anybody out there that want to grow their business and be successful. Give him a call. I guarantee you, you'll not be disappointed.
Oh, thanks, man. I got to encourage you, Cleaning Nation. I couldn't agree more. I've got coaches in my life right now, right? I've been doing this for decades, and I'm always have people that are coaching me for mindset or skill or always trying to get better. So I would definitely encourage you to kind of be like Alonzo and Caitlin and whoever that may be. Make sure that you've got someone that's done what you want to do and is willing to help you to be on your side, because it's just, you know, having bumped around for 20 years in the dark, it's really frustrating to do it on your own. So thanks for joining. Thanks for being part of Cleaning Nation. Let me know how I can serve, and we will see you. We'll see you in a couple days. Thanks, Cleaning Nation. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.